Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
We know there's a lot that can go on during one night of baseball. Long home runs, epic pitching performances, catches that defy space, time, and gravity.
Climbing the wall, did he catch it? He did!
But what if you could get all of that summarized in a quick, concise, and at least we think, funny podcast that's under 10 minutes? Check out MLB.com's Morning Lineup. It runs Monday through Friday mornings on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you love listening most.
I do buy that, but I also don't think it eliminates you from being a great player.
It doesn't change my theory on guys that I think are superstars that didn't win. You can tell me Charles Barkley's not a superstar. Come on,
right. He was a superstar. Or a great player, and he is. But it's part of it. It is. There's part of it, but I agree.
It's all about your resume.
I think so, too.
So it'd be like, you know, calling up our show and saying, you know, a longtime fan, 1964.
Was that the 64 title game?
Yeah, it was at the 64. I still have my ticket stub and the newspaper from that day. Newspapers are things that people used to read a long time ago. And
I was there in 48 when Feller and Lemon mowed him down.
Yeah, I didn't win the championship, but I, you know, as a fan, I'm there. So it's also about the good resume.
Without question. I asked Danny next year, Eastern Conference, and he gave us an answer that had us chatting in the break. Mm-hmm. He said, certainly Cleveland. And I didn't say, you know, who's the favorite. I said, give me your top four. And he could pick three easily. He picked Cleveland.
Yep.
Indiana.
Yep.
Without Jason Tatum, he picked Boston.
Yes.
I think people need to understand that. Boston is going to be good. Now, how good? That's a question. Jaylen Brown, if they bring back Porzingis, there's talk of maybe a... You know, moving Derek White, certainly of moving Drew Holiday, they are going to reload and then maybe get Tatum back in. So, and maybe is the key word. And then he said, Orlando, maybe New York. And in the break, Andy Baskin said, and he didn't even mention Milwaukee or Philadelphia. And I said, or Detroit.
Yeah.
I mean, you're going to have a loaded Eastern Conference next year, and not necessarily loaded with, hey, we're the best team in the conference type of teams, but you're going to be loaded with teams that can contend to get out of the East and go to the NBA Finals.
It's wild.
It's going to be big.
Detroit was the sixth seed. I don't think people remember that.
And Detroit's getting better. JB went up there and did a nice job, and their young team is maturing. You know, they could be next year's Oklahoma City. And I don't mean necessarily... You know, having the best record in the league, but a team that makes another big jump. I think Detroit could be one of those teams. I really do. So I think it's imperative that the Cavaliers improve their roster. As you've laid out very nicely and very accurately, Andy, that's not going to be easy. Mm. They've got a lot of challenges ahead from a financial standpoint to do that, and they don't have first-round draft picks to move. That will be a challenge, but I can see the Cavaliers being major shoppers in, to the extent that they can be, getting veterans to come in on cheap deals, trying to get over the top, trying to be part of something special here. And I think they need to add three guys to this team. Now, can they do it? I think that's the big question.
I just don't envision them as being a team that loses less than... There were only two games in the league that lost less than 20 games. One is on the verge of winning a championship, and the other we bemoan about every day, right? We're on the outside looking in.
You don't see them winning that many again, do you?
64 games now.
I don't.
But you know what? It's okay.
Right. That doesn't mean they can't win the NBA championship. I mean,
Indiana won 14 less games, and they're two games away from a championship.
Right.
So... You know, does it matter? Does it not matter? I think you go out and try to play every game to win. You just got to find the right mix. It's heartbreaking to look at the Eastern Conference standings from the regular season and go, how did they not make the conference finals? At least the conference finals, right?
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
We know there's a lot that can go on during one night of baseball. Long home runs, epic pitching performances, catches that defy space, time, and gravity.
Climbing the wall, did he catch it? He did!
But what if you could get all of that summarized in a quick, concise, and at least we think, funny podcast that's under 10 minutes? Check out MLB.com's Morning Lineup. It runs Monday through Friday mornings on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you love listening most.
Well, they got beat.
Yeah, and Indiana's
Indiana was a better team. Thank you very much.
Indiana's
nothing
just
but in-depth stuff right here on Baskin and Phelps.
Yeah, I'm done. Okay.
Well, how did they do it? You know, you just never know. That's why.
And Indiana got healthy, although now they're not. But you
know, and see, not that Indiana didn't deserve it, but you could clearly make the argument there are too many teams in the NBA playoffs. You know, and I have for some time, but here's the team that won the most games in the league, and they're in the NBA Finals. That worked out. Cavs won the most games in the Eastern Conference. They got knocked out early. Well, that's on them. You know, Indiana got hot. Cavs were injured. Blah blah blah. Whatever. But one of the teams that had one of the two best records, you know, conference wise, made it to the finals. So I think you'd almost have to say success, would you not?
Mm-hmm.
And now if they get beat, they get beat. But they got there.
Add in the fact, as funny as it sounds, the Cavs injuries, which, look, it's going to happen. I would love to get Darius Garland and Donovan Mitchell in a moment of honesty and ask them when the last time it was that they got picked up 60 feet from the basket, 70 feet from the basket. I would love to find out when the last time it was that they were full court pressed. Because you just don't see it in the NBA very often.
No.
Indiana Pacers series.
And we know why. You're playing so many games.
Right.
That it, I mean, you actually are conserving energy. The NBA doesn't want to tell you that, but they are. They don't play full go 82 games. And that's why you see a lot of picking up at half court, picking up at the three-point line. You see a ton of that. And for obvious reasons, you're playing 82 basketball games and then postseason.
I think that's got a lot to do with it. And the other one, and I think this is the answer nobody wants to hear, gentlemen. I'd love to hear your thoughts, too. Would you just run it back and go, okay, that was year one. Let's see what year two with Kenny Atkinson looks like?
With tweaks. Yeah, with tweaks, I think you can do that. I think Danny Green brought up a really interesting follow-up on the core four idea, you know, that it's coming back intact. I asked him, are you making calls? You making moves? You know, answering the phone? He said, I'm answering the phone. If somebody's going to call me and offer me a type of haul that Orlando gave up for Desmond Bane, I mean, they're different types of players. But Darius Garland, I think, is at the very least at Desmond Bane's level, if not above Desmond Bane on the old NBA player level chart. I don't think there is such a thing, but let's make one.
Sure.
If somebody decided they wanted a point guard, and a scoring point guard, I'm not going to say, you know, pass first point guard because that's not Darius. But if somebody wanted a scoring point guard and they called and offered you two players and three first rounders for Darius, you're taking that, aren't you?
Yes, I am.
Dan, are you taking that?
One more time for me.
Two players and three firsts for Darius. You'd take that.
Depends on the players. I'm not doing the poo-poo platter. I'm done with the poo-poo platter. I don't want the spare rib and the chicken wing, and I don't want a dumpling, and I don't want to hope for the best.
The key part would be the three first-rounders that you get back to, you know, restock after giving them all up for Donovan.
It depends on the first-rounders. Like if it's like, okay, here are the first rounders and they're coming from the Lakers, I'm like, those aren't going to be good. Those are going to be crummy first rounders. Nobody's going to want those anyway. Now, if it's first rounders from like the Pelicans, okay, now we're having a different conversation.
We do know this. It will be an active offseason in the NBA, and it'll be starting soon enough. It's Baskin and Phelps on The Fan.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
We know there's a lot that can go on during one night of baseball. Long home runs, epic pitching performances, catches that defy space, time, and gravity.
Climbing the wall! Did he catch it? He did!
But what if you could get all of that summarized in a quick, concise, and at least we think, funny podcast that's under 10 minutes? Check out MLB.com's Morning Lineup. It runs Monday through Friday mornings on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you love listening most.